moment bit.
We were doing our sarcastic, you know, cynical banter that we're known for.
God, I hate it when I have to explain stuff to people.
We know that.
No, you didn't know that because you called in to say that you love his McDonald's commercial.
We love him.
See, it doesn't fit the same theme. We know you love him. We offer balance on this show, you see.
We love him, too. But not as much as you.
See you later.
Sometimes I really cannot believe how dense our audience is.
Some people just don't get the show.
Your skull is as thick as that statue of Michael Jordan outside the United Center.
Yeah, and that's made out of, like, iron or something.
Yeah, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Get out of here.
All right, hello. Don and Mike show.
I kind of have a reverse. It's a Michael Jordan sad moment. When Ahmad Rashad had to move out.
Move out of his ass.
Yeah. You know, you did see that. That was sad when it showed Ahmad Rashad taking out the cot, the satellite dish.
Yeah, he had the DSS dish installed in Michael. His DSS and his ASS.
It was Ahmad Rashad. He was in a Bulls uniform that he had, actually one of those sweatsuits, and he was moving out of Michael Jordan's pillows.
And they had to take him out forcibly. He didn't want to leave.
No, he didn't want to go.
Mayflower truck parked out back.
Hello? Not on Mike's show.
Foxwoods branches, little Debbie takes her chance.
Foxwood branches, little Debbie takes her chances.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's gang code.
Gang code. Thank you, Buzz. Glad you're back. Yeah. Glad you're back to fill us up on that.
The only man that can identify gang code.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I have another moment for you.
Haven't you seen Buzz's gang coat?
You don't want to hear this. You don't want to hear this moment. You don't want to hear this moment from this guy.
Haven't you seen Buzz's coat that he wears, the leather coat for his gang, the Colons?
Yeah, hey, we're tough.
The Colons.
We can blow up on you at any minute.
Yeah, but there's certain streets you can't go on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you guys get Esquire magazine?
Not hardly.
Well, we get at the office here, and there's a whole thing on the triumph of cleavage culture, and there's also an article on that Elvis guy from yesterday. The building has left Elvis, it's called.
Oh, which, do you mean the author that walked out on us yesterday?
Yes. Peter Garolnik.
Well, I'm a lot more interested in cleavage culture than I am in that author.
There's a picture of supermodel Heidi Klum on the cover that's worth buying the magazine.
Is that the girl that was on the Michael J. Fox show?
Yeah, she was one of the models, as a matter of fact.
There is nothing like great cleavage. Mm.
What a set on that one.
You know who's got great cleavage? Jerry Reinsdorf.
Oh, fantastic, yeah. When he's healthy.
He unearthed Chicago Bulls. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike show.
Hey, love you guys.
Hey, love you.
Thank you. I have my least favorite Michael Jordan moment, my anti-Michael Jordan moment.
Your anti-Michael Jordan moment. Well, you see, those might very well be your Michael Jordan moment. You don't have to say anti.
So it'd probably be better if it's your favorite Michael Jordan moment.
It was the number three person taken in the draft. And I grew up a Portland Trailblazers fan.
Come on, don't bore me with the serious. Don't bore me with the serious sports crap. Jeez, there's enough serious sports shows. Come on.
Oh, I'm not being serious about it. I've hated the Portland Trailblazers ever since Michael Jordan became the star he is.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
It's another suck up to Michael Jordan right there. It's a guy from the Portland Trailblazers said he's upset they didn't get him in the draft.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Flap, flap, flap of the doodads.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
And Mike.
Man, Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, I'm going to turn down my radio. I'm sorry, sir.
Trouble here.
You think
sorry.
So?
Yeah. Sorry about that. I had to get up from my office. Hey, what happened with yesterday's show? Why are you guys still doing those stupid Elvis shows?
I'd just like to get a little credit when I identify somebody as trouble in the first 5 seconds of the way. You can always tell by the tone, and it's a little small appendaged individual weasel that has that tone, and they're very easy to spot.
Yeah, well, first off, I'd like to give a shout out to Mike.
Thank you, Don. Mm-hmm.
To the Kreskin of this show.
Thank you.
And to you, I say, what do you care? If you don't like it, turn the radio off.
Oh, I did.
Well, you know, this is time for Michael Jordan moments, you see.
Oh, okay. Well,
you little troublemaker, you little weasel.
Show sucks, Don. Come on, get rid of that stupid Elvis.
Yeah, the show sucks, and that's why you listen and call. That's why you listen and call every day.
Listen, if you're right, then we're going to lose all of our listeners one of these days, but it's never happened.
Not all of them. I mean, only on that day you guys do your Elvis
show. Well, if you didn't like the Elvis show yesterday, you should have just turned the radio off.
See, I did.
Much like I'm doing right now. You know what? I don't like your phone call.
Oh, but I'm...
There he goes.
Turning your phone call off.
Bravo.
You stupid jackass.
Bravo.
Jesus, eat me.
Knew he was trouble from the... It's always that tone, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me turn my radio down, sir.
Eat my bung. I'm serious about that.
Oh, I know you are. Wouldn't we all like to really see that? Wouldn't that be great? No, maybe not. Maybe just some produce.
Get a spoon so you can get every last drop. My chunky style bung. Jesus.
Use a spoon.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Listen, anybody doesn't like anything on the show. I've said this over and over again.
Right.
I don't care if you think I have an inflated opinion of myself, which I do. I don't care. If you don't like anything on the show, change the channel.
But don't call.
Yeah, right.
Knock it off.
Get off my cloud.
Let us do our job.
Hello?
This is Hello? Our job, and let us do it.
Hello?
Hello. This is Jay from Oakland, California, listening to you on KHDK.
Why
are we applauding that?
Rob started it, and then I just, for whatever reason, joined in because way he said Jay, this is Jay from Oakland, California, and I
really
felt like giving him a round of applause.
Sound like he really meant it.
All right, Iron Jay, what do you want?
My quote-unquote favorite Michael Jordan moment probably has to be those Hanes commercials where the two women are asking if their boxers are briefs, and he leaves us wondering without knowing what they really
are. Okay, let me just stop for a second. Does everybody understand that when we came on and I said my favorite Michael Jordan moment was when we almost saw the video of him with the porno star, and Mike said...
So you stole the thunder because it was such a good one. You had the best one.
Well, no, yours was great when you said you'd be glad when the 24 hours is up.
That's true.
Buzz came through saying Space Jam. Right. Does everybody understand? We were being sarcastic. Hello?
Jay
from Oakland. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
All right, Jay. We're just trying to keep the theme going here.
Yeah, so am I.
All right. Oh, wow. Jay, my sinus headache is getting worse.
All right. There he goes. Oh, geez, old man.
Ma! Ma!
Come on, Felix.
Ma! Ma!
Dynamite show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hey, buddy.
This is Max. I have a different topic for you.
Good. You know what? As of right now, I'm going to ban Michael Jordan's name from the show because it's apparent that our audience just can't keep up with our breakneck cynical pace.
Unfortunately, Don, they are unable to compete with the tidal wave of ass-kissing that is going on
right now. But listen, turn on any other show because I'm sure you'll be able to call up. I'm sure all of the other shows are seriously doing your favorite Michael Jordan moment. We can call and talk about his commercials and all that other hooey. Jesus.
Come on, hooey. Hooyah!
Take this moment to explain to all the people out there who don't understand how people like you and I can get the job done when we're on the toilet without looking. It's simple.
This is somebody who's going back to another regular theme that we have.
We fold without looking. We fold, refold, so that only clean tissue touches our bung.
Okay, all right.
You don't fold, though, don't you crinkle?
I'm a crinkler.
Yeah, you're
crinkler. Crinkle without looking.
You crinkle like I crinkle, which is keeping the most away from the, you actually, it's a very wasteful way to
Yes, and
to
I crinkle, and there's always the chance that the toilet's going to overflow because I always take way too much toilet paper when I crinkle.
The water-saving commode, and I built a house a couple of years ago, and now they all have to have those kind of toilets. There's a black market, apparently, for toilets that you can get out of Canada that have that are the big ones that have the water, and I'd love to know how to get one.
No surprise, that comes from Canada.
The real toilet.
Black market toilet from Canada.
Brown market.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Buzz. Good afternoon.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, were you guys watching the Music Awards when they did the close-up on Leanne Rhines' cleavage?
Does she have good cleavage?
She had stretch marks.
Really?
Over it.
Oh. Really?
I'm not kidding you. It was unbelievable. And I said, hey, did you see that, Ingrid? This is my wife. She goes, no. And they
Your wife, Ingrid?
Your wife's name is really Ingrid?
My wife's name is really Ingrid.
Hey, Ingrid, baby.
Oh. Ingrid.
Ingrid, baby.
She is Swedish.
Oh, that's cool. Is she really sweet from Sweden?
No, but her mother still has an accent.
Does she have the Swedish look?
Yeah, she's...
That Nordic look, you mean?
Oh, yeah, that Swedish look.
Yeah, she's got the Swedish eyes, no doubt. Mm.
The look of Jean Kasem. Casey Kasem's wife. Remember when we met her? Casey Kasem is like 4 feet tall, and his wife could play in the Lesbian Basketball Association, the WNBA, because she's like 8 feet tall.
Big, strong, strapping
woman.
Mm-hmm. Big Xena-type woman Casey Kasem is married to.
Right.
Well, Ingrid's probably about 5'8", 5'9". She's pretty tall.
A soft spot in my heart. I dated in high school, I dated the Swedish foreign exchange student and then was unceremoniously dumped because she liked Bobby Hunter.
So you didn't get anything off her?
Nothing.
You get off her?
I didn't get anything off her.
What'd you
get
off her?
I was really trying. And you know the night she dumped me? Was the night I thought I was going to get something off her.
Oh, wow.
All we did was kiss. And then right after we kissed, maybe that's because I was a bad kisser or something, because she said right afterwards, I would like to date you, but I would really like to go out with Bobby Hunter. I'm like,
That's the way Mike has spent the last 20 years trying to track down Bobby Hunter.
Yes, I'll find him one of these days.
All right. You're calling about Leanne Rhymes. Gotcha. Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
The important thing tonight
is for every young comedian to know that you have a great life ahead of you if you'll do what I did. And what I did was I demanded from myself the very best. I wouldn't settle for less than perfection. And although I wish I could do it all over again, the third thing that's vital is to think funny. Don't take yourself too seriously. Enjoy your life and those around you and see what you can do to give them a laugh once in a while. I thank all of you for allowing me to keep the child in me alive and to be able to do the silly things that I've done. I thank you, and I hope I'll be around to give you a laugh sometime in the future. Good night. Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, friends. It's me, Charlie Broyhill. And even though I'm not known for my talking, there's something I've just got to say. Thanks for listening to the best of Don and Mike. Even though I just got married, I still have all of my priorities in order, and I know the number one priority is listening to the best of Don and Mike. Otherwise, how will you know the answer to the trivia question that Don and Mike will ask when they come back? See, you gotta listen, because in the best of lies the answer. Well, my name isn't Charlie Broyhill, and thanks for listening. Yes, you, to the best of Don and Mike.
Squeeze them like toothpaste and brush your teeth with their love. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Elrio X. Just calling to see if you're going to have Jesse Ventura on now that he's governor at Minnesota.
Yeah, I'll just pick up the phone and call him up because he'll take my call.
Hi, he could.
Huzzah.
When are you guys coming back to Austin?
I don't know, sir. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hopefully after we get our new deal, after we leave Westwood One, the Westwood One Network.
Jesse the Body will visit Austin when he runs for president.
I saw him, I guess it was on C-SPAN,
right?
One night when we were on vacation. He's a very honest man. He's not the brightest man in the world, but he's very honest. And he was discussing why he had to sell coffee mugs and T-shirts. You know, he's like doing all the crap that we won't do.
Sure.
You know what? Mike and I get approached by guys all the time saying, listen, if you guys would like put your faces on coffee mugs, you guys could make like $4 a coffee mug. Sure. You said, you know, hey, I drink my coffee with Don and Mike and stuff. We always say, no, that stuff is beneath us. And we don't want to do T-shirts. We don't want to do satin jackets. We don't want to do coffee mugs. Yet here is the governor of Minnesota on C-SPAN.
Governor of Minnesota.
And he was explaining that since the time he got elected to now, he's had no income source, no way to make money.
And he wants the first lady of Minnesota, his wife, to get a salary because she's going to have to like leave her horse ranch or something.
Yeah, his biker wife.
Yeah, she's going to have to give up that income for training horses or doing whatever she is. So he wants to give her some money.
It was surreal watching this. First off, they're treating him on C-SPAN like he's a real political type. Right?
He's a governor now.
They got the guy sitting there with his legs crossed in that girly way, the guy that's asking him the questions like on Masterpiece Theater. And he's going, tell me, Governor, the T-shirts, the satin jackets, the coffee mugs.
Well, I gotta make money.
Crack me up.
I have to make my living like everybody else. We're all Minnesotans. Huzzah.
But I tell you, that guy is honest. I heard him saying that.
And he's not an idiot as far as the people he's surrounding himself with. He's actually putting together a group of people, like all great idiot politicians. You know, when they surround themselves by the guys that do the nuts and bolts work,
right,
you can pull it off.
He was saying, Hulk Hogan, what do you think of Hulk Hogan? They said, Hulk Hogan's a phony.
Right.
He wants to be president because I'm governor. He doesn't have anywhere near the qualification. And then they said, what about Arnold Schwarzenegger? And on the screen, they showed when he was being sworn in on New Year's Day.
Right.
Arnold was there, right? With his big jingle all the way grin.
Arnold, who now, with his inflated opinion of himself, now thinks this is his ticket.
But what Jesse Ventura said was, first off, he said, Arnold Schwarzenegger's a good movie actor. He likes money way too much to ever be in politics. He's not qualified to be in politics.
Oh, good for him.
And furthermore, he wasn't born in this country, so he could never be president.
Right.
I mean, he was pretty much dissing him, while at the same time they were showing him earlier in the day at his big swearing-in ceremony, where he was like,
hugging Arnold Schwarzenegger and patting him on the back and everything.
I was watching, they're running some of Jesse Ventura's movies, his incredible film resume. Right.
Predator.
There's one that is like a takeoff on The Exorcist. I'm not sure what it's called, but it had Leslie Nielsen, and he was performing The Exorcism with Linda Blair, who did the cameo, and I guess Jesse Ventura was over on the side, like offering commentary, when Linda Blair had the green makeup and turned into an ice cream cone and was just saying, lick me. Like me. And he was like offering commentary. I said, hey, there's one of Jesse Ventura's finest film credits.
I also caught him in Batman and Robin.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The last Batman movie, the one with, again, with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Mr. Freeze.
Right.
When they bring Mr. Freeze into the asylum, where he's got just a tiny bit of cold air and he can't move out of the cold air, right. Jesse Ventura is one of the cops that's standing there going, you can't make it outside. You got to be here where it's cold, Freeze.
So glad he's governor because he's given us so much. He keeps on giving. That's great.
Son of a bitch is dug in like an Alabama tick.
You're hit. You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
And that's what he was having printed on all these t-shirts that he was selling.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Ain't got time to bleed.
There he is. And I'm bald now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. The name of the movie that Mike was trying to think of is Repossessed.
Repossessed. That's
right. Right. Leslie Nielsen. Right.
It was great. I forgot. And he had some really dirty line. If we could get our hands on it, that's all over cable. It's a good line.
Did you see any pictures of his biker wife who looks like 20 miles of bad road?
With the jet black long shoulder length hair, like going down halfway down her back?
His whole rap was, he would say, well, I've been married to the same woman for 22 years. And they had these pictures up on screen.
Right.
It's like him and her with like rotting animal carcasses in the background and skulls and crossbones. And in one of these pictures, she's got the permed out hair and she's got on just one like a Billy Idol vest. You know when Billy Idol used to wear like just a leather vest?
Sure. No, and that's the big look for biker chicks. And now she is the first lady of Minnesota.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. She had like three teeth in her head at the time.
Hi there.
Hello.
Kiss me.
Donna Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, I just had a... you still have Rudy on your show this year, right?
Yes, every year Rudy Martsky will be on our show.
I want to think on Rudy.
You want to do what on him?
I want to think on Rudy.
Think on him for what?
Did you say that he wasn't allowed to do radio talk shows for other stations?
Yeah, generally he's not allowed to, right?
Well, he's going to be on a major show tonight in San Francisco. They're advertising he's going to be on tonight. Rudy Martsky.
You gotta love our audience, don't you?
They'll rat anybody out.
You gotta the biggest bunch of finks in the world. No, I love that about you. I mean that as a compliment.
No, because I just thought that you're paying them big money, and if I had a person in my employee, I would want to know what my employee, especially when he promised he wouldn't do it last time when he was in the sports babe.
Is he going to be on a local station in San Francisco?
Well, it's
a local show, or is it a syndicated show?
Well, no, it's local in the essence, but they're also ESPN syndicate.
Well, is it local or national?
It's a local show.
Yeah, but I mean, what, the station is affiliated with ESPN?
That's correct.
So it's a local show he's going on.
It's a sports talk show.
Listen, I really don't care because when Rudy goes on other shows, he's very boring. He's not the same as he is on our show.
Well, I was going to try to get on tonight, so I could, talk
to you. I forgot what the rule was, too, when we convened the kangaroo court. There was some, I know that there were certain shows we didn't want him to go on.
Like the sports babe.
That was the show, that's right.
Sports page, right.
Yeah. And I just remember distinctly you saying, you're not going to do that again, right?
Well, you know what? Maybe you should call that show.
I am going to call it. I'm going to try to get on.
Call him tonight in San Francisco and bust his balls a little bit and then call us back tomorrow and play us the tape.
I'm going to put it on a tape recorder and talk about like the dogs. So just, to give the other side of Mr. Martsky.
That's good, especially if he's trying to be serious, Rudy.
Correct.
And then ask him if he likes dick, and maybe he'll say,
yeah, I love dick. Yeah, we'll do that, okay? And I'll tape it for now, I'll put it back on you tomorrow.
All right, well, yeah, please do. I'd like to hear that.
Okay.
I can get myself worked up about something.
I know
you think about it long enough.
Sure.
And now that I think about it, I think, we do pay that guy a salary.
We do.
He's your employee, and he should be loyal to you guys.
Yes, goddammit, you're right.
I'll let you give him written permission.
Off with his head.
Written permission should be required.
Yes.
I think so.
Where's my Tickle Me Rudy doll?
Hey, goodbye. How about that Carol Crow?
There you go. It's a Tickle Me Rudy.
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Thanks for ratting him out. Yeah, I think that's the rule. I don't think he's allowed to go on other shows.
I don't remember exactly what the punishment was. But the
I think
rule...
the last time he did something like that, wasn't that when we had both he and Dennis Murphy eating dog food at the same time?
I believe so. I believe so. We've punished Rudy so many times, and we've punished Dennis so many times. It's starting to get blurry.
We still owe Dennis one. We still owe Dennis Murphy the horse meat.
Horse meat, if we can find it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Welcome back.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, Don, with the new CD, have you given any thought to the new Barry White tribute?
Barry White's birthday only comes once a year, but Listen, that CD is going to get a workout next Tuesday for Elvis's birthday show.
Oh, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting into that already.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike, how's it going? This is Dave from
Arlington. Hi,
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I just wanted to let you know, did you hear on the Monday Night Football game, Al Michaels was coming back from a commercial, and Dan Dierdorf mentioned something about Boston College, and Al Michaels dropped the S-bomb.
Al Michaels said the S word?
Yeah, coming back from the commercial.
How did he, and use the letter, how did he say it?
Oh, he just had no S, because he was mentioning something.
Was that
Boston College.
Was that the last Monday night game of the year, the Jacksonville-Pittsburgh? You know what I noticed during that game? They were doing the name game at the end of the game.
Really? I think maybe the boys had a little Christmas party before the telecast?
You know what? I can't remember what it was, but one of them said something blah, 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 and then the other guy said something blah, 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 just like us, and then Al Michaels said something like,
hey, stream of consciousness, it's the last game of the year. We'll be right back.
Yeah, so. And, you know, I've become comfortable now with the relationship between Boomer Esiason and Dan Dierdorf. I now would be disappointed if they didn't bust on each other during those telecasts, because it's kind of fun to listen to now.
Maybe they did let their guard down. I'd love to have a tape of Al Michaels saying the S word, though.
Hey, no S.
I think they realized that they were coming back from commercial.
No S. Do you believe in miracles? No S.
I heard it when they were talking about running a lineman being able to run a wind sprint or run a 100-yard dash.
Yeah.
And Dan Dierdorf was saying, I bet that quarterback couldn't run a 100-yard dash. That would be very difficult. And then Boomer came back with something like, well, you know, I could beat you in a 100-yard dash. And I waited and waited because, it was that direct confrontation. The entire TV viewing audience is waiting for the response. And all Dierdorf came back with was, yes, you probably could beat me in a 100-yard dash.
You know, I'm reading Boomer Esiason's book right now.
Oh, really?
My wife got me this book for Christmas called Toss by Boomer Esiason. Mm. And I'm sure when she bought it, she thought it was like the standard athlete writes a book about his life.
Is that the one that's got the picture of him standing over the commode, hurling?
No.
No, okay, all right. I guess that was the old cover.
Different but Toss.
Once I started to read the book, I realized it's fiction.
Right.
It's dirty as hell.
Really?
And it's very well written. And then you see in very small print on the back cover that there's a ghostwriter.
Okay.
So, like, Boomer Esiason told this guy that writes a bunch of mystery novels and stuff, like inside stuff about the NFL.
Sure.
But it's, like, totally not written by Boomer Esiason because it's got all this stuff about, like, girls taking their tops off.
And really?
How beautiful this girl's breasts are.
So is it based around football? Is it...
Yeah, a fictional New York City NFL team.
Very good.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be a little truth there in those fiction pages, too.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a bunch of stuff about race and stuff.
Mmm.
Bunch of really cool stuff. I'm sure Boomer Esiason had nothing to do with it.
Highly controversial.
It's a good book, man.
You don't think he could... put pen to paper and put that out himself. I have to have they all do, don't they? All the professional athletes have to have the ghostwriter.
Yeah, but this wasn't like one of those books. Like, when I won the Heisman Trophy, right, I was so proud. This is like she walked in the room and...
her titanic orbs.
A fun flesh. Her ruby red nipples.
By Boomer Esiason.
Hello. I'll bring that book in this week, and I'll read you part of it.
Oh, so it's really a little nasty.
Highly erotic.
Very good.
The book is called Toss.
Toss.
My salad.
By Boomer Esiason. Just a picture of him in prison blues.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike? Glad to have you back.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to say on Al Michaels saying the S word, also on ABC when they had the one of the bowl games, the coach for Texas A&M said it and just kept on going about it on the air, and they said it was a Freudian slip, but it was kind of funny to hear it go twice that week on ABC. It
happened
twice.
Everywhere. Hey, did you see the last Keith Jackson game when he said F-U-F ball?
Yeah, the Bob Greasy, right? I heard him say, one day F-U-F ball.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Keith Jackson, signing off. F-U-F ball.
Oh, he made me laugh so much he just ran into the microphone.
The Crimson Tide of Alabama. There we go. F-U-F ball.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey, AMFer.
Hey, buddy.
It's Keith Jackson.
Hello, this is Keith Jackson. Looks like it's going to be a super effing game today, so you better have your effing playing shoes on today. F-ball.
Oh, Nelly, you greasy sea sucker.
Yes, sir, real excited about this game. Almost excited as when I'm thinking about Tig Old Biddies. This is Keith Jackson, ABC.
Perry Hussey.
Oh, Nelly.
Oh, Nelly.
Oh, Nellyanne, I'd like to say to all the people at ABC, from Keith Jackson to you, a big F you, and your families too. So long. It's been a great ride.
Hello. Hello. Oh. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
God, you guys are hilarious. I'm just thrilled to have you guys.
Does Keith Jackson say hi to all the kippy drunts out there? Oh, Nelly, all you kippy drunts.
Oh, Nelly. Oh, Nelly, we're in dangerous territory now. We don't do this game real well. Very dangerous. Oh, F. Oh, F. Yes, everybody at ABC. Especially those guys that went on strike. What a bunch of effers.
Hello.
Made my last year a tough one.
Hi, what do you want, sir?
Just too much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for participating.
Right. See you later. Listen, you know, we haven't even talked about our vacations yet.
No. Right.
I haven't mentioned the fact that I went skiing and once again injured myself wearing a knee brace today.
One of those big old effing knee braces.
Yeah.
Yes, siree, from that Nebraska Cornhuskers injury.
I also met some celebrities, of course, because we go out there to Colorado.
That's where they all are at that time of the year, and I'm dying to know that because I don't even know that. You never tell me in the offices. You want to tell me on the air.
I met three really big celebrities.
Ooh.
One of them I just said hello to as he walked by.
Okay.
The other one I logged some time with on a ski lift. He was a huge dick.
Good. Mm.
And the other one was very nice, and I spent some time in the hot tub with him and his family.
Really?
Oh, yes.
One of those big giant ones they have at the ski places?
Yep, and we were the only ones in there.
No, you know, you weren't. Was it a big one, or was it like a small one where you could touch feet?
No, it was a big one.
Okay.
Clothing optional, however.
Of course.
We're all nude.
Nude. We're effing nude.
Effing nude, yes, sir. Having a good time. This is Keith Jackson in a Colorado hot tub, sitting here with a big celebrity, rubbing feet. Boy, oh boy. I'm so glad we're naked. Who blew the bubble?
F you.
F you.
We'll be right back.
Spain owned Cuba outright. Think about it. Cuba owned by a disorganized parliament over 4,000 miles away. Cubans were in a constant state of revolt. In 1904, the United States decided to throw a little weight around and, who is it?
The pizza guy.
Again?
Mr. Pizza Guy, sir. Pour the double cheese and sausage.
Right here, dude. Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Learning about Cuba. Having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You're causing a major disturbance on my time.
You know, I've been thinking about this, Mr. Han. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? We certainly did nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Spicoli. It is our time. Yours, mine. Get a good one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from between two pillows, The Don and Mike Show.
Why Dynamite Show?
Hi. I have a question to tell you. Well, actually, I'm trying to correct you. I don't mean to be rude or anything.
Well, let me... Hold on a second. Let Mike choke up whatever he is, and let me correct you, because you said you had a question to tell us.
Well, that is true. What I meant to say is, when you all were talking about Jurassic Park earlier, like a while ago, and you were bringing up that guy was sitting on the toilet taking a crap, he was not. His pants are on. They are green shorts that he has on.
Honey.
Yes.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
F you. How nitpicky.
The movie doesn't mean you need
He's sitting on the toilet.
How nitpicky can our audience possibly be?
But technically, Dom was right. He's sitting on the toilet.
How do you know?
His pants around his ankles, and they were not.
Right.
They were on.
What?
They were on. How can his pants be around his ankle if they're on his body?
Was he not sitting on the toilet?
Yes, he was, but he wasn't taking a crap.
How do you know he wasn't crapping in his pants then?
And when he saw that T-Rex, he was crapping in his pants.
Crapping.
Honey, why do you call us with this piddly ass... I almost said the S word.
Because it's just, when you all said that, it really,
you know, I got to be honest with you. We make so many more mistakes that are more significant than that.
No.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Other than that, you all do fine. It's just when you did that was
was it? But wait a minute. Was he not sitting on the toilet?
Yes, he was sitting on the toilet.
Okay,
that's it. That's
but
it.
His pants were not around his ankles.
I think they were around his ankles.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
Okay, what do you want? I will bring you all the tape so you can watch.
Nope.
That is not around his ankles. Because when the dinosaur picks him up.
Honey, let it go. Let it go. I'll give it to you. Fine.
Okay.
Man, not taking a crap. Okay. Fine.
No, he was taking. He might have been taking a crap. Oh. My thing is that his pants weren't around his ankle.
Well, my thing is that I think you're a lady with needs.
With what?
Needs that aren't being met.
Oh, no, my needs are very met. Nope. Very met. Oh,
no,
yes, they are.
No. I want to tell you something. A lady whose needs were met
right.
would not be so concerned about one scene in a movie and one comment on a radio show made about one scene in a movie.
A lady whose needs were met would be sitting at her computer terminal right now just going, la, 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 la.
That woman wouldn't have been hitting redial mm-hmm. for over an hour.
Right.
Trying to call to correct that mistake.
No, I just called once. It was
you would be sitting there with a big grin on your face just going, la, 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 la.
When's the last time you had some meat?
Last night, actually.
Oh, come on. I don't mean plastic meat. I mean real meat.
No.
You know, man meat.
It was real meat. He's probably listening to now at his work.
I don't believe you.
Me either.
Would you like to call him at work?
Sure.
Yes. He's probably listening now on his radio.
We sure. might as well.
Installing radios.
Sure, hold on a second. Robbie, right. get this lady's number of the man that she gets her meat from.
That poor man. I feel sorry for that guy already.
Call him, just tell him to run. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, keep killing me.
Keep killing, that's what I should have said to that lady. Keep killing me.
Keep killing me.
Jesus Christ, I swear.
Keep killing me. I'm trying to remember that movie, and I distinctly remember the guy. The outhouse kind of falls apart,
right.
and he's sitting there
right.
doing his business.
Right.
We think,
hello.
I guess.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Rob, were you shaking your head?
Well, because Rob. He flees.
He what?
He runs in there for cover, so he's not in there long enough to be taking a crap.
So he's hiding from the T-Rex when
right.
he goes in there.
He ran from
all right,
the,
but listen, the guy's sitting on the crapper.
Right, wasn't right. he sitting in there? Right. He was cowering in
right,
there.
Right,
sitting on the crapper.
Minor detail.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
By the way, something. Why you can't?
Don't say that to me. Say that to that lady.
I don't know, man.
Holiday tension.
Oh, boy.
That's what her problem is. All it's right, holiday listen, tension.
I'm going to call her old man right now.
Good. See if he ever gets a word in edgewise. See if he ever wins an argument.
I wonder if she corrects him a lot.
I want to tell him to lay a little more pipe.
The number you have dialed.
Or maybe his wife will stop calling and hassling us.
What's your hassle, man? You know, it's a bad omen. When I had that coughing fit, when I sucked the water down into my lungs, I should have known.
I'll call him and go, what's your fee to keep your wife from calling the show?
His wife, he's in the process right now negotiating with those two guys to go pay her a visit.
What's your fee?
She'll tear the shower curtain down. Then run through the snow in her socks.
And eventually she'll be laying dead with a potato sack over her while one of her kidnappers watches soap operas.
595.
Oh. Okay, hold on.
Oh, my God.
01 is not in service.
All right, hold on. What am I doing? Hello?
What's your
hey, guys.
Is it, who's this? Is this the husband? No, it can't be. I just picked up another line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. How you guys doing, man?
Hey, we're doing fine.
Hey, what time is it over there?
What time is it?
Who the hell are you calling from, Australia?
Hey, no, I'm calling from Sweden.
Oh, you are not calling from Sweden.
F you.
All right. All the way from Sweden to say that.
On this show, that's a valid response.
Of course. You know, if you're backed into a corner, always works for us.
Yeah, I respect that. I was a member of ABBA calling us.
595.
Hey, honey.
It's 595.
Hold on. Hey, you don't want to yell it out on the radio.
Hold on. Just tell me what. Don't give out the whole number. Tell me what's wrong with the number you gave Rob.
It's switch 0166.
0166. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. Hold on.
For the love of God. And it's because it was on the network TV. We wouldn't have had this discussion, but, you know, everybody just
calling
seen it in the theater.
Circuit City. For store hours and directions, please press 1.
Hit 4.
To speak to a sales counselor.
Hit 4. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Robbie.
Please hold.
Beauty.
Beauty, eh?
He works in retail, this poor sucker.
Installs radios, I guess.
Well, I hope he doesn't have to deal with the customers. Hope he's just out there, you know, putting the radios in.
You just take care of your wife.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have a little less heartache on this show.
Circuit City Roadshow for same-day installations guaranteed. John speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hello, John. This is the Don and Mike Radio Show. We're looking for Steve. Is he around there?
Yes, he is. Hold on. Thanks.
Thank you.
Very good. Perhaps they are listening. If they're installing radios, perhaps they're listening to the radios right now.
All right, now I got another guy on the phone who says he's reading the book Jurassic Park, and the guy is taking a crap.
Well, that's good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah.
This is Don and Mike. Hold on a second, sir.
Hold on a second.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Is this the guy with the book?
I've read the book.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And he, in the book, he is taking a crap.
All right, but what about in the movie? We need the definitive in the movie if he's taking a crap or not.
He ran in there, but he was just... They didn't want to show that in the movie.
Well, the you know, when the Human Encyclopedia said that, I guess we got to figure that's a go.
All right, let's go back to Steve now. Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, this is Don and Mike, and we're on the radio right now.
What's up?
Hi, sir. Listen, I got a question for you. It's kind of a personal question. Please don't take offense at this.
All right.
When's the last time you had sex with your wife? We're not playing like one of our funny radio games right now.
We were just curious.
2 nights ago.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
She told us that she had some last night. And I want to tell you something right now. Your wife is butt annoying. And I wish that you would give her more so her needs are met.
So she wouldn't call and hassle us about Jurassic Park and something we said that wasn't quite right. So, you know, we figured if it had really been last night, then she might not have called us today. But, you know, she said
that was our first thought. Mm-hmm. She called. Now, let me ask you another question. Is she on the rag right now?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, I believe Aunt Flo might be paying a visit very soon. I got a sixth sense about things like that. I'm like a dog. I can smell blood.
Does she win most of the arguments in your house?
What's that?
Does she win most of the arguments that you guys have?
No.
She doesn't?
Really? Well, then maybe you can tell her to stop bothering us with these petty calls. I'm going to conference the lines together. Here's the deal. About an hour or so ago, we're playing a game where we're giving away a Furby. Yeah. We're having parents like battle out against each other.
Yeah.
And I make a comment about Jurassic Park. Say, I want the people to be like the dinosaurs, you know, very carnivorous. They want to kill their opponents. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned in Jurassic Park, where the guy's sitting on the commode, taking a crap, dinosaur knocks the building down and eats the guy. Right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Right. Well, your wife...
Oh, she calls and she wants to lay it into us.
Mrs. Helper, she wants to call and she wants to say... The guy wasn't really taking a crap.
Right.
Now, doesn't that seem like a small, insignificant point to you?
And she was relentless. Is she like that when she wants to make a point?
Yes.
So immediately, first thing we say, her needs must not be being met.
And then she says, you can ask my husband. We had some last night.
Yeah, I said, when's the last time you had some meat? And she said, last night.
So she said, you can call him. So we called you, and you said it was 2 nights ago.
Yeah, actually, it was 2 nights ago.
Two nights ago.
Well, let me put her on now.
Yeah. Oh, but he's in trouble.
Hey,
Miss Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, two nights ago.
Hamburger Helper, that's nasty stuff.
2 nights ago.
Wasn't last night.
Actually,
somebody wasn't being honest.
I'm sorry. Was not last night. It was the night before that we
had. Right? Did I hear, and I'm sorry?
Yes, I am sorry. I was wrong.
Very nice.
Bravo.
Very nice. And I think Steve wanted to tell you something, didn't you, Steve?
Talking about the Jurassic Park.
Didn't you want to... Hold on a second. Hold on a second there, honey. Listen, why don't you tell your wife to shut her big fat yap and never call us with this kind of crap again. I thought you were the man.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot. Okay.
Assert yourself, Steve.
All right, good. Put her back on.
All right, here she is. He wants to say something to you, ma'am.
I think he better not.
All right, we can't have you calling Don and Mike.
I was trying to win our daughter a Furby.
That's all right, though. They got other things they got to worry about.
There you go, Steve.
They were having a contest.
Honey,
I was trying to win.
Honey, that was an hour ago. You called just to bust balls.
Actually, I wasn't busting balls.
I was listening to Don and Mike last night, and I heard them talking about they didn't want people calling for stupid stuff.
What was that sound?
What was that?
What was that? Were you drinking something?
Oh, I was drinking Coke.
Did you just slurp it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. I think we need another apology for our listeners.
I'm so sorry.
Everybody heard that.
All right, Steve.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We've been interrupting you. Please put your woman in line.
Oh, please.
Come on. Tell her what for now.
On a mic.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to go OJ on her, right? Otherwise, you go with a big knife and stab her.
We can do that. I got a nice Kershaw.
Because she just won't listen.
I do listen. I apologize.
All right. Thank you. Thank you both.
All right.
Steve.
Bye.
Thank you, my friend, Steve.
All right. Thank you.
You kids go home and make a baby tonight.
I don't know about that.
We have one. That's all we need.
You have one.
All right. Give her what she needs, sir.
All right.
How old's the baby?
She will be three in September.
3 years old. Okay.
Give her what she needs, and she won't come knocking on our door anymore, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Steve. That. Steve, her buddy.
Steve, you're our man. Way to go, buddy.
Hi, man.
He's a good guy. Very brave man, that Steve is.
Yes, he certainly is. Slaves all day long, sticking radios in cars, and then has to come home to that.
I go down to Mike.
You know what that goes like? Seriously, really? Steve! Steve! You're wrong again! Steve!
Yeah. Steve. He wasn't taking care of crabs in Jurassic Park, see? Steve.
I understand, honey.
Steve.
I understand, honey.
Steve, I want to call Don and Mike. Where's my Furby, Steve?
Steve.
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 Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Donna.
Hello, Donna.
Hello, Donna.
Hello. I'm calling because I'm officially now a second-time caller.
Huh?
What?
Well, the first time I called and I was a first-time caller, you got on me about it. So you said we'll call back when you're having second-time callers.
Is that a big grandfather clock that you're standing next to?
No.
Listen, if we're all quiet here, we can hear the tick-tock, tick-tock.
I heard it too.
Yeah. No, that's my turn signal. I'm in my car.
Oh, it's your turn signal.
Oh, no, you know what? That's your biological clock ticking, I believe. I don't think your needs are being met either, honey.
Oh, yes, they are.
No, I don't. When's the last time you had some man meat?
Last night.
Really?
That's what they all say.
They all say that to us.
Yes, last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for checking in, Donna.
Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate the second call.
Well, thank you. You helped me drive home. No, you just make it better.
Thank you, Donna. Crap.
Now, Rob, there's no need for that sarcastic laugh.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
So, I guess that was your accomplice back there on the wood chipper taking a crap.
Little Fargo. Everybody loves the movie, sure. Fargo.
Yeah. What's your fee?
And I don't think the word accomplice, maybe it was. I don't want to get into that.
I don't think that word was used in the movie Fargo. I don't think so.
That's your accomplice. I think it was your buddy.
Hello, that's right.
I guess that's right. Your buddy back there in the wood chipper.
Because she calls him little buddy maybe later, but right. She definitely says buddy.
Little fella.
Hello, Donna Mike. That's what she says. Hello.
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 Hey, you know what all battered women have in common?
Oh. No, come on.
Oh, now stop it.
I can't make one joke about OJ. Everybody's got to call in now. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I think Steve could use some number 4 lead pencils in his stocking this Christmas.
There you go. See, there's a guy who's been listening to the whole show today.
Sure. Yeah.
Heard when G. Gordon told how to kill someone with a number 4 lead pencil.
Tied it all together.
Beautiful.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Howard Stern Show. Mornings at 6 on 106.7 WJFK.
Still stacked, southbound 395, leaving Landmark. Most of the trip down toward Woodbridge on 95. Outer loop slow Van Dorn. Inner loop is still lined up to get across the Wilson Bridge and over to Springfield. Traffic brought to you by Block.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
Motherfucker! You fool, your nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it? What the fuck are you talking about? That's it? Take him down, Dad!
Yet! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of a bitch all night, he chick, chick, chick! He trapped me!
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Нет! Нет! He beat me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show.
Time for more great skits. Here's Don and Mike.
Let's have the boys fight first, okay? Let's meet Paul.
I'm Paul.
Paul and his son, PJ. Hello, is this, we'll talk to the dad first. Is this Paul?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Paul. Where are you calling from?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Thank you for listening to the show on Big Old WJFK. Now, your son, PJ, how old is he?
7.
7, and does he want a Furby badly?
Yes, he does, and he's a very old 7.
Right. He's a very mature 7, and he realizes, of course, you've explained it to him that, you know, if he doesn't win, you're going to, you know, he's still going to have a good Christmas, right?
Oh, yeah, he's got his, we've already got the Christmas taken care of.
Okay, that's right. Good.
And have you explained the concept of the cage match to your son?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's meet our next contestant, Mike.
All righty.
The mom is Tracy.
Tracy.
And the son is Brandon, who is 8. Hello, is this Tracy?
This is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Where are you calling from?
Taylor, South Carolina.
Thank you.
We have a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old. That's good.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. WPEK, right?
Uh-huh.
WPEK-FM in Greenville, South Carolina. Now, your son, Brandon, you say he's 8?
Uh-huh.
What grade is he in?
He's in the second grade.
Second grade. Have you explained the concept of the cage match to him?
I'm not really sure.
Well, what do you mean?
What is the concept? He has to... What is he going to be doing?
No, we're not going to let you off the hook, honey. You just explain what you think it is.
Okay, he has to argue for a Furby.
Yes, with another little boy.
Yeah, uh-huh. Absolutely. That's exactly okay. What it is.
And all we ask is that the boys keep it clean.
Yes. Okay.
No bad language.
All right, so if Paul, if you would please put PJ on.
Okay, here he is.
Hey, PJ, buddy.
Hello, radio gods.
Savvy already.
Oh, yeah, he's endeared himself to us already.
PJ, all we're going to ask is that... Oh, and Tracy, would you put Brandon on, please?
Sure.
Let's talk to Brandon also. Brandon?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi.
Hi. Brandon, can you speak up, please? Mom, you know what? You're going to have to hang up.
Okay.
So we can hear Brandon better. Brandon?
Yeah.
Brandon, how you doing today?
Fine.
Now, what we're going to ask...
Oh,
this is not even going to be a fair fight, is it?
I don't like that.
All we're going to ask is that you boys take turns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That PJ says something about why he wants the Furby, then Brandon says something about why he wants the Furby, and don't be real mean with each other, okay?
Okay.
And the person that wins will go to the second round, and the person that doesn't win will also, we've been told by both the parents and Santa Claus, will have a wonderful Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
So we'll start with Paul. We'll give you 60 seconds.
PJ.
I'm sorry, PJ. Mm-hmm. PJ, you'll say something to Brandon, and then Brandon, you say something back to PJ, and we'll give you 60 seconds. Are you ready, boys?
Yeah.
Okay. On your mark, get set, go.
Hey.
Go ahead, PJ.
Anytime.
You're a loser. Hey, you're a loser.
Oh, you're a loser.
That was was that you, PJ?
Yeah.
All right, Brandon, you go ahead now.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a great idea. Come on, it's a good bit. Brandon?
Yeah.
What do you want to say to PJ?
Yeah, I thought I heard you say you're...
A big loser.
That's Brandon. Now I guess it's back to PJ.
Back to PJ.
PJ?
All right. Hey, now your mom's so fat when she lays around, she lays around!
That was PJ.
All right, now,
some prepared comedy from PJ.
Brandon, we're going to give you a chance to respond to that.
Your dad's so fat, he's better than the world.
Oh, all right, cute. Well, listen, we got to pick a winner now, Mike. That was 60 seconds.
Oh, that's hard to do.
I know it is.
That's really hard to do. Hmm. I don't know.
I got to go with old PJ.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gotta go with PJ.
But Brandon, you did a fantastic job.
Yeah, Brandon, you were very excellent, son.
And I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
Okay, bye. Say bye to Tracy, your mom, for us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, God. You know, with adults, it's like the big kiss is no problem at all. Little kids, you know.
Hey, well.
Okay.
It's a good life lesson, Mike. PJ, hold on, please, son.
Okay.
Good first round. That kid's got some potential. That's a young shock jock in training right there.
PJ, young PJ. Man, right. Went right to the prepared comedy, which I thought, you know, the fat mom joke.
Now let's meet our girls.
The ladies are here.
Joining us is Shelby. That's the little girl, and the mom is named Candace. Hello, Candace.
Hi.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Waldorf, Maryland.
Beautiful. You're listening on JFK, right?
Yes.
Okay. And
been a few catfights out in Waldorf.
Your daughter is...
We're ready.
Your daughter is Shelby?
Yes.
How old is she? 7?
7.
So what grade is she in? Second?
Second.
Second grade. Have you explained the concept to her?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now, this might be a little bit unfair. She's going to be fighting against a 10-year-old girl.
Oh, dear. That's just worlds
Shelby,
of difference.
Shelby, you're fighting against a 10-year-old.
All right, now, let's meet the other contender. Her name is Halsey.
Halsey is the little girl?
Yeah, and the dad is Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey. Hey, Radio God.
Hi, Randy. Where are you calling from, sir?
Silver Springs, Nevada.
Well, we gotta do good.
All right, hold on. Hold on here, Candace. Where are you calling from, Randy?
Silver Springs, Nevada.
Ah,
Silver Spring. I didn't know there was a Silver Springs, Nevada.
Yes, there is.
Very good.
So you're listening in Reno or Vegas?
Yeah, it's K-Play.
Oh, K-Play, Reno. Beautiful. Good affiliate.
All right.
All right. Let's talk to your daughter, Halsey, who's 10. Hey, Halsey.
Hang on a second. Let me get it for you.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Halsey.
Hi.
Hi, this is Donna Mike. We want you to say hi to Shelby.
Okay, hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to have a little cat fight here.
All right.
Like grown-ups do on Jerry Springer.
Okay.
60 seconds. Don't say anything nasty or anything real bad.
Okay.
You can just tell each other why you think you deserve the Furby and why the other girl doesn't deserve it, okay?
Right.
And you have to take turns, and Halsey, you'll go first and say something, then Shelby gets to say something.
Okay.
Okay, does that sound fair?
Yes.
All right, then good luck to both of you girls.
All right.
And we'll start with Halsey, go.
Go ahead, Halsey.
Halsey?
What?
Yeah, you can start now.
Your start.
Okay.
You start. Go ahead.
All right, tell you what. Let's start with Shelby.
Okay, Shelby, you go first.
We'll let you go first.
I bet you're so bad, your mom doesn't want to buy you anything for Christmas.
Oh, dear.
All right, good start, Shelby. Halsey.
Yeah?
Your turn, Halsey.
Okay. You're so ugly when you go to Taco Bell. Everyone says, run for the border.
Okay, Shelby, back to you, honey.
Your mother's so fast, she played pool with plants.
Yeah, what was that again, Shelby?
Plays pool with what?
The plants.
With the plants.
The plants.
Oh, they're seven, like.
They're kids.
Seven and ten. Okay, Halsey.
You're so ugly, Godzilla brought front row tickets to the to see you play in it.
Shelby.
I bet you stick the boogers out of your nose and eat them.
Oh,
what was that?
That was a pick your nose and eat them. That was a pick it up from the seven-year-old.
Yes, and that means...
Oh, boy.
Shelby, you're going to be the winner of this round, I think.
But Halsey, you did a great job,
Good job.
You know, fantastic. And Randy said, your dad said you're going to have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, Shelby, you had to win that round because you pick them and eat them, too.
Yeah, it's a tradition. You know,
yeah, that's a good
one. She went with the classic, Don.
Now, Halsey, you have a Merry Christmas, okay, honey?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Now...
Bye.
When we come back...
This is going to be a nice, nice competition.
When we come back, it's going to be Shelby, the girl...
Right.
...versus PJ, the boy. And you know what? This has worked out good because they're both 7 years old. They're both in second grade.
Good match. I have a lot of... I tell you, I think Shelby came up with an ad-lib there. That was, the pick your nose and eat it.
Uh-huh. Pleasantly surprised. When we come back, one of these kids wins a Furby right after this. We've had every possible combination of people fighting for these Furbies over the last 3 weeks.
The Don and Mike Show. Simply listen for the production elements.
Now we have Shelby, age 7.
Yes.
Against PJ.
Yes, the boy and the girl. It's a battle of the little kids.
Age 7. Are both you kids ready?
Yes.
Okay, there's Shelby. PJ, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, kids, now we're going to give you guys 90 seconds, which is 30 seconds more than we gave you last time, okay?
Okay.
And let's go boy, girl, boy, girl. And actually, we'll go girl, boy, girl, boy. Shelby, we'll start with you.
And they get 90 seconds.
90 seconds, okay?
Same rules apply. Don't say anything nasty.
For a Furby.
Okay.
And we'll start with Shelby. Ready, honey? Go.
Go ahead, Shelby.
I bet your mom said she kicked God in the face.
Okay, PJ.
Hey, I got you on my consolation list. When I win the derby, you can come over at my house and smell my fart and my feet.
Smell my farts?
And my feet.
Okay, Shelby.
I bet your mom ties candy around your neck so the kids can play with you.
Oh, that's a good one, Shelby. Paul, all right, PJ.
All right, now see, I saw that little girl that was a face and you picking her nose, but I saw you picking your butt.
Oh, what was that?
Picking the butt.
Oh, picking the butt.
The picking the butt comment.
Picking the butt, okay. Shelby. Shelby? Honey? Shelby?
What?
Okay, it's your turn, honey.
I bet your mom's so fat she played pool with the plants.
Oh, that was the previous repeat.
Okay, PJ?
Hey, you want to know something? Well,
kids.
Well.
PJ in the morning.
Well, when your mom was walking down the street, she was kicking a can. I asked her what she's doing, and she said, I'm moving.
I've got E. Shelby.
I bet you're so ugly, your mom tries to shoot funny.
Okay, well, that was
it. Right. That's it.
That's a 7-year-old.
That's it. Yes, let's give our contestants both an incredible round of applause. Aren't they fantastic?
Very, very nice. And now you have put us in the unenviable position of picking only one of you to win the Furby. Shelby, do you want the Furby?
Yes.
Paul, do you want the Furby?
PJ, yes, sir.
PJ wants it. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, PJ. I'm sorry. Shelby, do you really want the Furby?
Yes.
PJ, do you really want the Furby?
Yes, Radio God.
Well, you know what? Screw tomorrow. I will give both of you kids a Furby.
Oh. You both won a Furby, PJ and Shelby. And now congratulate each other. Shelby, tell PJ congratulations.
Congratulations. And PJ, congratulations too.
There you go. All right.
I know I said I would never give in and cave and give away two at once, but
special circumstances today.
You know, they're both pretty good. They crack me up. They crack me up more than the adults fighting.
Absolutely.
They really did.
They deserve
it. This was tough.
You pick your butt. You pick your nose and eat it.
There you go. They're two fine future shock jocks in training.
Your mom kicking a can. What is she doing?
Moving.
You gotta love that. Okay, now Shelby, your Furby. Oh, it's a girl's Furby. Your Furby is gray and pink, okay?
Uh-huh.
It says, I will keep amazing you. The more you play with me, the more I do. You've won a Furby. We'll get that to you tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And PJ, you win the boy's Furby. Your Furby is gray and white.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, good.
Same deal. The story of Furby. Some Furbies are gray. Others are white. Some Furbies are black as night. Some have tails. Others have manes. But each Furby has its own name. So no two Furbies are the same.
And PJ and Shelby, you both won Furbies. I'm so happy for both of you.
Well,
what? What was that, PJ?
You wanted to say something, PJ?
I wanted to say that congratulations and have a great night and good night, Radio God.
Aren't you a sweet boy?
Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Same to you, PJ. And Shelby? Hey, Shelby, honey? Shelby,
are you there?
Yeah.
Were you talking to your mommy?
No.
Oh, who are you talking to, Shelby?
Your dad, Randy?
Huh?
No, Randy was some other kid's daddy, Mike.
Oh, that's right, sorry.
Shelby's mommy is named Candace.
Candace.
Bergen. King of the Candaces, I give up. I can't think of another Candace. Shelby, you have a great Christmas, honey, okay?
All right, you too.
Okay, we'll get that Furby right out to you.
All right.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you, kids.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
There you go.
Hold on a second.
Cute kids.
They were
funny.
All right. See?
That's great.
I can be nice.
Sure.
Yes, you can.
They're sweet kids.
Yeah.
Sweet kids.
Chicks seem to dig their style.
Okay, that's Shelby and PJ, and they win the Furbies. Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again.
Hello, Don and Mike.
When you're saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.